So in the last slide, we talked about Linnaeus's system for naming species, which uses a system that is called binomial nomenclature. So each species has two names associated with it. The first name describes the genus it belongs to, and the second name describes the species it belongs to. Now we're going to take that concept a little bit further. So Linnaeus developed a system that actually has seven levels of organization. So we've only talked about two so far, the genus and the species. But in fact, Linnaeus developed a system with seven levels. So each level in his system is called a taxon or a taxonomic rank. And the way that his system works is that each of these levels groups together species with similar characteristics. And as you start from the top, which is the kingdom level, will be the most general and will contain the most number of species, which will have maybe one common feature together. And as you go down the ranks, the criteria for fitting within one of these levels becomes more and more specific. And we're going to look at an example of this to explain it further in the next slide. So the current system has seven levels or seven taxa, and they are known as kingdom, phylum, class, order, family, genus, and species. So at the bottom of these levels is the species level, which will describe one single species, and at the top is the kingdom level, which will contain a group that has many, sometimes hundreds of thousands of species in it. And you're going to need to know these levels, the names of them at least. So a good tool to remember these by is to use a memory device or a mnemonic tool, which in this case is a sentence that we can use where the first letter of each word will contain the first letter of one of these seven levels. So for example, at the bottom here, you can see I use the mnemonic device, King Peter came over for a good spaghetti. And you can see that the first letter of each word in this sentence corresponds to the first letter of each of the levels going down from kingdom all the way down to species. You can develop your own memory tool to remember these by, but it's important that you can just recall for future tests the seven levels of organization.